From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan today with America's great poet and songwriter, Paul Simon. Surprise is the name of Paul Simon's thoughtful new CD. Simon chose the wonderful sound artist Brian Eno to partner in the shaping of the record. The partnership works well. The wash of textures and sometimes pulsing beats fit Paul Simon's songwriting style. It's a style where melody isn't often the first thing that defines a song. It's remarkable at the age of 65, Paul Simon still writes songs that are powerful in their insight and fresh in their unpredictability. I think it's only age that keeps his current music from influencing young songwriters. Give a listen to the tune, How Can You Live in the Northeast?
The sky, happy-go-lucky, 4th of July. How can you live in the Northeast? How can you live in the South? How can you build on the banks of a river when the flood water pours from the mouth? How can you be a Christian? How can you be a Jew? How can you be a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu? How can you? Weak as the winter sun, we enter life on earth. Names and religion call just after date of birth. And everybody gets a tongue to speak, and everyone hears an inner voice. A day at the end of the week to wonder and rejoice. If the answer is infinite light, why do we sleep in the dark? How can you live in the Northeast? How can you live in the South? How can you build on the banks of a river when the flood water pours from the mouth? How can you tattoo your body? Why do you cover your head? How can you eat from a rice bowl? The holy man only breaks bread. How can you build on the banks of a river when flood water pours from the mouth, from the mouth? Only 3 generations off the boat. I've harvested and I've planted. I'm wearing my father's old coat.
Paul Simon. From a CD that had its beginnings in the shadow of September 11th, 2001. That was the opening track to his new CD called Surprise. A terrific interview with All Things Considered host Melissa Block can be heard at our website, npr.org/music. When the All Songs Considered fans voted for their favorite CD of 2005, it was overwhelmingly the CD Illinois by Sufjan Stevens. Sufjan Stevens is a 30-year-old musician from Detroit. He writes songs of faith, and recently, and most famously, he set out to write a suite of songs about each of our 50 states. The first in the series was Michigan, and then Illinois. Soufiane spends time researching his subjects, a long time, in fact, and the idea of really completing his massive song cycle at the rate he's going seems impossible. When he wrote music for Illinois, he wound up writing more than 50 songs. Now, many of the tunes that didn't make it on the original CD are being released on a disc called The Avalanche, outtakes and extras from the Illinois album. Here's an exclusive preview from that CD. The CD won't be out till July. This is a song about the governor and statesman, Adlai Stevenson.
Our thoughts about United Nations. Adelaide, Adelaide, what did you say? And what is the answer? Adelaide, Adelaide, what did you say? And what is the answer?
Soufiane Stevens, an outtake from his Illinois CD, the song about presidential contender in the 1950s and later ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson. The song is one of 21 tracks on a forthcoming CD called The Avalanche, outtakes and extras from the Illinois album. The great American composer and arranger Van Dyke Parks sent me a CD of his late friend Harry Nilsson. It's called Perfect Day, The Songs of Nilsson. John Lennon called Harry Nilsson his favorite American group. Lennon would eventually make a record with Harry Nilsson, and so would George Harrison and Ringo Starr. Nilsson died in 1994, leaving behind many unforgettable vocal performances, including Everybody's Talking, made famous in the film Midnight Cowboy. Later, he had a hit with Badfinger's Without You. He also did a record called Nilsson Sings Newman, with Harry singing the songs of Randy Newman. This new CD highlights the songs that Harry Nilsson wrote, and this tune's called Don't Forget Me. Harry Nilsson, a song from a CD, Perfect Day, The Songs of Nilsson. It was originally on the LP Pussycats, the Harry Nilsson and John Lennon collaboration from 1974. A documentary on Nilsson comes out this year. It's called Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him? When the New York recording studio that the band The Walkmen built was about to close, they went in and recorded a song-for-song remake of Harry Nilsson and John Lennon's Pussycats LP. The original LP was made during the height of the Lennon-Nilsson friendship. It was mostly full of cover tunes, including Jimmy Cliff's reggae classic Many Rivers to Cross, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, and Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. I don't know anyone that's heard the Walkman's rendition of Pussycats yet, but here's a quick taste of the original LP. That's Harry Nilsson from the John Lennon-produced LP called Pussycats, a record that the Walkmen feel is common ground for their band. The Walkmen do have a new CD. It's their third. It's called 100 Miles Off, and this tune with the funny title is called Emma, Get Me a Lemon.
Yeah!
The Walkman. The new CD is out May 23rd. The CD is called 100 Miles Off, and that song was Emma, Get Me a Lemon. Candy Bars are new to me. They're a band from Tampa, Florida. Their music at times is primal, at other times lovely, and often in the same song. This tune is a fine example. It's called Landscape, and it's from their debut record called On Cutting Tigers in Half and Understanding Narration. The band is a trio. They're called Candy Bars. And the song you heard is the opening track to their debut CD called Uncutting Tigers in Half and Understanding Narration. Christopher Parkinen plays classical guitar. His father told him this about playing the classical guitar. If you're not one of the four or five best in the world, you'll starve with this instrument. That statement was a driving force for Christopher Parkinen, and he did very well. Then he left the spotlight and headed for a life of fly fishing in Montana. A bit of an oversimplification, mind you, but this story, and the story of how he came to play again for God's glory, is told in an autobiography called Grace Like a River. The book has a companion CD, and from that CD, listen to Moderato and Presto from Koyun Baba. Thank you. Christopher Parkening from a CD called Grace Like a River. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The British band Gomez is unusual in that they have three singers, any of which can sing lead, and they have five songwriters. All that can make for a sprawling mess or some creative magic. Their new CD, their fifth, is called How We Operate. It may be their most focused CD. This song is called Notice.
Going back to where I've been before. She said, I don't blame you, I'd do the same. Opportunity knock, knock, knocks, open the door. But I think she saw through it, I see through myself. Another chance gone, won't get many. The only guy I know it, I'm not the only guy I know that you never noticed. The only guy I know, well, I'm not the only guy I know that you never noticed.
Gomez. The new CD is called How We Operate, and that was the song called Notice. 25 years ago, on May 11, 1981, Bob Marley passed away, his body overwhelmed by cancer. Jamaica's best-known songwriter, singer, and guitarist wrote songs inspired by his Rastafarian beliefs. It's hard to sum up a religion's belief ever so briefly, but in short, Rastafarians believed that the Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia was Jah, or God incarnate, and that each person must find their own path and their own identity in life. From Bob Marley and the Wailers' last studio recording, this is Coming In From the Cold. And thanks for all that voted in the Webby Awards. NPR Music received the People's Voice Award as the best place to find music on the web. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Forsaken, don't you know? When one door is closed, many more.